The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
What I'm looking at the passage in the Salawat, which is there in Dua-i Iftitah, the section of Salawat on the Prophet and his family. I just selected one part of it, which is the Salawat on Amir al-Mu'mineen. And by looking at that, you know, we come to realize the position of Ali in the words of Imam Mahdi ajallallahu ta'ala farju sharif. Allahumma wa salli ala aliyyina amir al-mu'mineen wa wasi rasul rabbil alameen wa abdika wa waliyyik. What does wali here mean? And this is important, even the sequence is very important. That first comes abd and then the position of vila. Wali, basically, we would translate here as the friend of Allah. As the way we say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah Aliyun Waliullah. But the word Wali also has two different dimensions. In relation to Allah, it means friendship or love. In relation to the Ummah, it means leadership. But here, Imam Asr is talking about Waliyik, that Ali is, O Allah, your Wali. So your friend. And when we look at the concept of friendship here, a wali of Allah is somebody who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that level, we have thousands of awliya. People go to visit many, many graves of the awliya. But the essence of wali here is that not only that the wali loves his Rabb and his Lord, rather the Lord also loves his wali. This has to be a two-sided or mutual relationship of love, from abd to Rabb and from Rabb to abd. That's where you attain the position of being the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my proof is the ayat of Quran from Surah Ali Imran, ayat 31, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. O Muhammad, say to your followers, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. If you follow me, Allah will love you. So you have two love here. The human being loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah loving the human being. What is the link between there? Ittaba'i Rasul. To follow Rasulullah. When we look at this issue, this is where it's very easy for each one of us and for millions of Muslims around the world to say we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But has anyone come back with a certificate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say that he loves me? Nobody. There is only one example. Only one example in the life of the Prophet where this mutual love of the abd to rab and rab to abd has been confirmed. Where we know that from? From Rasulullah. And you know the story, I don't want to spend time in the details. When the Prophet went for the Battle of Khaybar, you know, he sent the army under a prominent Sahabi, one day he came back, nothing happened. Second day, another Sahabi was sent. Third day, a leader from the Ansar was sent. All those came back unaccomplished. Then the Prophet kind of got disappointed, and he announced. And these words are from Sahih Muslim and Sahih Bukhari. Narration is from Sahal bin Sa'd al-Ansari, an Ansari Sahabi of the Prophet. He says, on that day the Prophet stood up, and he says, tomorrow I will hand over the flag, the command of the army, to Rajulan, to a man. Now that's where the Shias go, and that's thing that they think that's the end of the story. The more longer version, I'm just using Muslim and Bukhari here, which says Rajulan Karraran Ghayra Farrar. Okay? What we do not realize, that the fazilat of Ali is not in those words. What is after that? He says, tomorrow I'll give the command to a man, yuhibbu Allah wa rasuluhu, who loves Allah and his messenger. Not only that, this is him loving Allah and the Rasul. Wa yuhibbuhu Allah wa rasuluhu. And Allah and Rasul also loves him. يَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ. Allah will grant victory on his hand. فَبَاتَ النَّاسِ يَدُكُونَ لَيْلَتُهُمْ. The entire night, the whole Muslim army was wishing, oh, I be that person. According to Mufti Sheikh bin Baaz, a Wahhabi Mufti who died a few years ago in Saudi Arabia, somebody asked about this hadith from Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. He writes the comment there, agrees that this is absolutely right. And he says, you know, this is very important. Because all the Sahaba loved Allah and Rasul. So he's giving his certificate to them about that. But he says, but to say that Allah and Rasul loves him, specifically an individual, this is nowhere except in this case. So he says this is a very unique fazilat. And then he agrees who was given that. And then next morning, so everybody was there, hopefully, maybe they were praying 100 rakat that night. We don't know. Or at least do the nazar. If I get this, I'll do that. Next day, Rasulullah looked around. And then he says, Aina Ali bin Abi Talib? Where is Ali? He was told, well, he has not been feeling well. He has an ailment in his eyes, cannot see properly. So then Rasul should have then selected somebody else. But he doesn't do that. He says, bring him. He asked him, what is the problem? He says, well, I have this, you know, pain in my eyes. Rasulullah takes his saliva, puts it on the eyes, and that was an immediate healing and shafa. Gave him the command and the flag, and he says, Ali, go. Go to the battlefield, call them towards Islam. If they accept, that's fine. If they don't accept, ask them to come under the rule of the Islamic government. And if they do not even accept that, then you can initiate the battle. And this is where, you know, Amir al-Mu'minin went, and you know the rest of the story. And so in the Islamic history, if there is any incident where there is a certification from the divine sources that a person loves Allah and Allah also loves that person in return, is only in the case of Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen.
قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.